Frances Young Tang was a businesswoman, philanthropist, and a 1961 Skidmore College graduate. She died in 1992. In her memory, the Tang family made a substantial donation that led to the Tang Teaching Museum becoming a reality in 2000 on the campus. Frances Day honors Frances Young Tang's legacy of creativity and philanthropy with a day of free activities. The museum's fifth annual Frances Day, a community open house from 2 to 6 on Saturday, July 14th, where visitors can experience multiple contemporary art exhibitions, art-making activities, tours, food, music, and much, much more. Here to tell us about Frances Day, as well as all the really cool things happening at the Hyde, we welcome our good friend Ian Berry, the Dayton director of the Tang, to tell us more. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Great. Welcome.
It's very nice to have you back, as always.
Good things happening at the Tang. There's also good things happening at the Hyde.
Okay. Did I say Hyde?
You did. We love our neighbors to the north.
I hurt my hip, and I'm on muscle relaxants. And I find myself doing that a lot over the last 2 days, and I apologize, but thank you for catching me. All right, because that word is not on this sheet, but so that was my own improvisation. Good morning. Welcome. How are things at the Tang?
It's great. It's great. Skidmore is in full swing for the summer. Skidmore's, June and July in particular, the campus is alive with so many things. And there's so many institutes and camps and concerts and readings. And the museum, we've opened new exhibitions, and Frances Day is our big celebration.
So, of course, Saratoga, the summer place to be, right? So
fantastic.
you have to tap into that market.
We get to.
Yes, because the people are all over the place.
Absolutely.
And they're looking for cool things to do, and you're there, obviously. So let us begin with Frances Day and what we can expect from Frances Day, because this is an open house, but
it is
so much more.
It is. It's meant to be our special day to welcome in all parts of our community. We started it 5 years ago, and it's grown every year. This year, we are featuring three special artists who will be with us all afternoon. Donna Nelson, whose exhibition is downstairs at the museum, huge survey of her work from the 80s to now. She will be talking about her work in a gallery talk at 4 o'clock. But before that, we have workshops with Wendy Redstar, who's a crow artist who has four photographs up in the gallery in our new show called Give a Damn, which I'd love to tell you more about. And
I'm sorry, but what is it? What kind of artist?
Crow, Native American.
Okay.
And she makes work about her identity and about how museums and others portray Native Americans in art history. And she will be doing a photo project with her daughter, Beatrice Redstar Fletcher. The two of them are going to be setting up a diorama, and she will be talking about photography and representation and inviting people to participate. We're super excited about having Wendy Redstar for the first time at the Tang. Kamau Patton will also be with us. Kamau has an exhibition on the mezzanine of the museum. It's a two-year exhibition where he's coming and going and creating printmaking projects, sound projects, performances, publications, working with different parts of our community in different ways. He'll be coming and doing silkscreen with a large group of people, so you'll be able to make your own work right alongside Kamau.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
When it comes to, so let's tell us about Give a Damn.
Well, Give a Damn is an exhibition organized by our curator, Rebecca McNamara, and it features works from the Tang's collection. So right there, it's an exciting opportunity for all of us, because very few members of the public get to see the collection out in the galleries. We use the collection so much in teaching with our Skidmore students and with other students from all over the region. But we don't have permanent collection galleries, so this is an exciting opportunity to see some really magical works from our collection that haven't been out before. That is one exciting catalyst. The other is our Uneasy World, and Rebecca and others at the museum have been, we've been talking together about how, as a museum, we can participate in the exciting, troubled, concerned conversations going on in our communities with regard to some of the things you were just talking about, you know, in your morning show, to very local issues. And we are pulling out works from the collection that revolve around activism, action, taking a stand, reflecting personal experience, some of that overtly political, some of that more personal and bodily. And so we've pulled out works by Jeffrey Gibson and Zanelli Moholy, a fantastic painting by Larry Pittman from 1997, made during sort of the height of the AIDS crisis. Photographs by Daoud Bey, a new collage by Deborah Roberts. These are artists from all over different cities in the United States, and Zanelli from South Africa, all mixed together, inviting people to think about what they might care about, what they give a damn about.
When you do something like this, I guess it not only brings a conversation on these issues, but also shows the power of art, of how it can help us have the dialogue on these important issues.
And oftentimes some of those dialogues are not visible to everyone in the community. And artists are often the ones to make visible experience or make visible something that is happening in another part of the world or another part of the country. Or another aspect of history, which is a key component of several of the works that we might not know about or might not speak about more often. So absolutely, the artwork is an amazing catalyst for hopefully getting people to think about what they stand for.
And you want a duality to it, and assuming that the times that we live in informs in some way the artist and the artwork that they're producing.
Absolutely.
And also, then that artwork can inform an audience to have a discussion to wherever that leads you.
Absolutely. The title Give a Damn comes from a piece of text that's on a print from 1968 by Sister Carita Kent, who is a pop art printmaking nun, which you and I talked about several years ago, a really phenomenal figure who we love dearly and are inspired by daily at the Tang Museum. And her prints from the 60s very much reflect some of the conversations that were in the air of that era, but have inspiring phrases and ideas and provocations that are as important for us to think about today. So Carita and her time seem as fresh and vital now as they were then.
This is going to seem like a somewhat mischievous question, but I don't mean it to be, which is, however, with that said, my understanding, and certainly in my dealings with many, many artists of all forms of art, do tend to be more left side of the aisle than the right.
I didn't ask them.
But does the assumption stand?
We are trying very hard with this exhibition to make sure there's place for everyone to respond.
Well, and we try that on our show, but you hear what happens.
I'll tell you how we're doing it. I'll tell you how we're doing it. See what you think.
Okay.
So when you enter the gallery, this is the second floor of the Tang Museum, the Molloy Wing Galleries. When you enter the gallery, you're actually met with three computers where you can look up your representatives. And you can also get information about different ideas, different things, different issues, from elder care and the environment to guns and health care and homelessness and immigration and parks.
Yep.
And we are offering this information for people to learn about the topics and issues that are driving them or are affecting them, whether consciously or not, and to think about them and think about where they stand. And then we've offered these postcards which have this fantastic graphic by our designer, Gene Egger. And they invite viewers to the museum to then write their representatives with whatever they would like to write about.
Okay.
And we hope that these prompts that we put on these postcards are prompts that allow a wide range of responses. We're interested in people being active. We're interested in people caring about what's important to them. We're not interested in telling them what to think.
These are awesome postcards, first of all. These look really good.
Thanks, Joe.
And you know how these are going to be used, though, right?
Well, we want people to write their representatives.
Yeah,
and we
I'm
know,
sure they will.
And we know that, and we are not invested in directing what they write.
No, I understand
and
that.
We're not
I
invested,
understand that.
And we know that some of those might be...
you give them the tools.
Yeah, exactly. And
okay.
And we like the museum being a town square place for people to gather.
So that is Give a Damn. And tell us about Donna Nelson, standalone paintings.
Donna, phenomenal. Donna Nelson, for the past 40 years, has been making some of the most avant-garde and searching and inventive abstract paintings.
These are huge.
They're huge, and they are enveloping, and they are exploding with energy. She lives outside of Philadelphia, and the show covers the mid-80s to now. All of the paintings are in one room without any walls, so a survey show like you've never seen before. And she is a legend. She is an inspiring teacher. She is ever pushing her paintings forward. And I think the most recent, the newest paintings in the show are the most aggressive and the most exuberant. And you'll be able to hear from her on Saturday at Francis Day. It's a really rare and wonderful occasion to meet Donna Nelson.
The paintings are so interesting because, well, first of all, are those milk crates?
There is one section of the show where she brought in milk crates that she stands her paintings on while she's painting them and wanted those to be part of the display. So you can actually see, in some cases, both sides of the paintings. You
well,
can walk
gonna
all
ask
the
you,
way
there,
around.
There's a
absolutely. She invites you to see all parts of the paintings, and they exist like objects in the gallery.
And a labyrinth-type quality to it, where you sort of work your way through.
Walk around. It's a great experience.
And I love when you don't really know where you're supposed to go. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you don't know whether you're supposed to to follow whatever the trajectory is of, of I should go to the right now, and I viewed this wall, and now I should go here. And sometimes it's fun just not to know how to get out of the corn maze.
There's not a timeline. This survey is not arranged by date. It's arranged, hopefully, by your own experience.
Okay, in the minute left, what else would you like to tell us about Francis Day and what else is happening at the museum?
At the end of Francis Day, 5 p.m., Alex Torres and his Latin Orchestra, the ever-popular, fantastic Alex Torres. So it will be a great, great day. There'll be behind-the-scenes collections tours. We have our Thursday Upbeat on the Roof concerts have begun. Thursday, it's Dakota Chamber Ensemble. We have, check our website for concerts every Thursday. Girl Blue last week was a hit. We were overflowing, and we'd love to see everybody there.
It's all happening at the Tang. You can go to tang.skidmore.edu for more information. Tang.skidmore.edu. And it's a really, really special place. I was just there a week and a half ago.
Oh, fantastic.
It was just a wonderful, wonderful time. Ian is the Dayton director of the Tang. Thank you so much for being with us. Have best of luck with Francis Day and all the other stuff. And hopefully you'll come back in a couple weeks and tell us more.
That's right. See you in Saratoga.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it. Ian Berry, and again, you can find out more information, tang.skidmore.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.